Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
SuicideMouse.avi. So do any of you remember those Mickey Mouse cartoons from the 1930s? The ones that were just put out on DVD a few years ago? Well, I hear there's one that was unreleased to even the most avid classic Disney fans. According to sources, it's nothing special. It's just a continuous loop, like Flintstones, of Mickey walking past six buildings that go on for 2 or 3 minutes before fading out. Unlike the cutesy tunes put in, though, the song in this cartoon was not a song at all. Just a constant banging on a piano for a minute and a half before going to white noise for the remainder of the film. It wasn't the jolly old Mickey we've come to love either. Mickey wasn't dancing, not even smiling. Just kind of walking, as if you or I were walking, with a normal facial expression. But for some reason his head tilted side to side as he kept this dismal look. Up until a year or two ago, everyone believed that after it cut to black, that was it. When Leonard Maltin was reviewing the cartoon to be put in the complete series, he decided it was too junk to be on the DVD, but wanted to have a digital copy due to the fact that it was a creation of Walt. When he had a digitized version of it up on his computer to look at the file, he noticed something. The cartoon was actually 9 minutes and 4 seconds long. This is what my source emailed to me, in full. He's a personal assistant to one of the higher executives at Disney and acquaintance of Mr. Maltin himself. After it cut to black, it stayed like that until the 6th minute, before going back into Mickey walking. The sound was different this time. It was a murmur. It wasn't a language, but more like a gurgled cry. As the noise got more indistinguishable and loud over the next minute, the picture began to get weird. The sidewalk started to go in directions that seemed impossible based on the physics of Mickey's walking, and the dismal face of the mouse was slowly curled into a smirk. On the 7th minute, the murmur turned into a blood-curdling scream, the kind of scream painful to hear, and the picture was getting more obscure. Colors were happening that shouldn't have been possible at the time. Mickey's face began to fall apart, his eyes rolled to the bottom of his chin like two marbles in a fishbowl. His curled smile was pointing upward to the left side of his face. The buildings became rubble floating in midair, and the sidewalk was still impossibly navigating in warped directions, a few seeming inconceivable with what we as humans know about direction. Mr. Maltin got disturbed and left the room, sending an employee to finish the video and take notes on everything happening up until the last second. And afterward, immediately store the disc of the cartoon into the vault. This assorted screaming lasted until 8 minutes and a few seconds in, and then it abruptly cuts to the Mickey Mouse face at the credits at the end of every video with what sounded like a broken music box playing in the background. This happened for about 30 seconds, and whatever was in that remaining 30 seconds, I haven't been able to get a sliver of information about. From a security guard working under me who was making rounds outside the room, I was told that after the last frame, the employees stumble out of the room with pale skin, saying, "Real suffering is not known." 7 times before speedily taking the guard's pistol and offing himself on the spot. The thing I could get out of Letter Malton was the last frame was a piece of Russian text that roughly said, "The sights of hell bring its viewers back in." As far as I know, no one else has seen it, but there have been dozens of attempts getting the file on RapidShare by employees inside the studio, all of whom have been promptly terminated of their jobs. Whether it got online or not is up for debate, but if rumors serve me right, it's online somewhere under suicidemouse.avi. If you ever find a copy of the film, I want you to never view it and to contact me by phone immediately, regardless of the time. When a Disney death is covered up as well as this, it means this has to be something huge. Get back to me. TR. I've yet to find a copy of this, but it is out there. I know it. This episode of Creepy is presented by the Theater of Tomorrow.
The Theater of Tomorrow! Available across all time zones and in every household, the most exciting stories to ever cross the airwaves. Tune your telelectroscopes to the Theater of Tomorrow! You never know what kind of exciting program we'll be playing. A scientist reaches across dimensions.
Ready?
Ready.
See you on the other side, Ben.
Ben! Ben, have you lost your mind?
My God.
A detective solves a mystery on the moon!
Time was I could actually get nostalgic about being roughed up in the interrogation room at the Midtown police station. These days, they don't even bother to cuff me.
Robots!
Hey there to my regulars back home on Robot Planet 1.
Aliens.
All must come by choice.
And much, much more! For the very best of quality in audio drama, listen no further than the Theater of Tomorrow. The only network that demands all eyes forward. Tune in at theateroftomorrow.com.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case. followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform, or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.